You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Mr. Thaddeus, quick, pull me finger. Go, marching song. Come on, kids, get him going. Left, right, left, right. At least you've only got one leg. It's probably just left. Left. But don't you lift behind. Come on, put the effort in. Get a job. Get a life. Get a million-dollar mortgage and a wife. I clean your shoes and comb me hair. Remember not to swing upon your chair. Stand up straight.
Stand up straight.
Shoulders back.
Shoulders back.
Remove your blimmin' finger from your nose, or I'm gonna be a singer. So go on, pour me finger. There's more to life than pirates that I knows. 'Cause pirate life was meant to be a doddle, and pirate life was meant to be a dream. But pirate life is really quite revolting. I'm as itchy and as smelly I could scream.
So you might have heard some ads there just talking about the King's Arms just prior to this. King's Arms is going away now soon. Won't be long now. As you've been listening, you've been hearing all the tributes, all the final shows, all the different bands that are playing there. Got D4 playing there on the 22nd there. We've got the BFM things going on there on the final day. But what about the kids? What about the families? What about all those people who the King's Arms has been an integral part of their life? Mummy and Daddy are going to the King's Arms. So you just have to wait for a second. And you say, we've got to get a babysitter because we're off to go and see a band at the King's Arms. Wouldn't you like to take your family along to the King's Arms and show them where you've been living your second life? For the last couple of years, where you can, and the King's Arms Family Fun Day, and to tell us all about it's on Sunday, February the 11th from 12:30 to 5 p.m. Hi, Richard, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Mikey. How you been?
Thanks very much coming in, and you brought the captain with you as well.
I have indeed. He's a bit of a scallywag, that man.
Now, we're just listening to a bit of the captain, Captain Festus McBoyle's album Ships and Giggles in the background there.
I've been called Fetus before, you know that.
Well,
Fetus McBoyle.
It's the breakfast show, though.
Oh, no.
You know?
Exactly.
Festus. Sounds like a festering boil, you see. I like that, which is almost like a carbuncle, but that's a contagious boil.
The captain is quite contagious.
So you're involved in this King's Arms Family Fun Day.
I am indeed. I think it's a winning concept where you can go and see a band, you can take the kids. Yeah, you don't need a babysitter, and King's Arms closing down.
It's time
to get out there as a family and have a big knees up, have a bender.
On the fizzy juice. It's going to start at 12:30, so it's family friendly on this Sunday, February 11th. Why would you take your kids to the King's Arms?
Well, why not? I'm figuring probably about a dozen of them will probably conceive there, in or around.
Oh.
Let's be honest.
Probably more than a dozen.
On the razzle.
So it's a good lineup too. It starts off with 95 BFM kids show Lee.
Yes, he's going to be spinning the tunes for the kids disco. And then we've got Mr. Rob Borelli.
I tell you, firstly, a kids disco, that's as good as any other disco.
Exactly.
Easily.
I want to keep
probably
it dark.
Better. Probably less fights.
Hopefully a smoke machine. Absolutely bonkers.
And they so that starts at 12:30 and then Mr. Rob Borelli at 1 p.m. Who's Mr. Rob Borelli?
Well, they're a duo from Auckland and they're quite folky, but I have to say clever little songs and nice people.
Nice
kids
people.
Will love them.
All right, well, that's good. That's important. And then Lee's going to play some more. And then the icing on the cake, Captain Festus McBoyle's Travelling Variety Show. Captain Festus McBoyle is with us. Captain?
He is indeed. He is a crazy old bugger, and that is me. How'd you be?
Hello. How would you be this morning?
Well, that's a good question. I've been drinking last night. I'm probably a bit hungover, to be honest.
What sort of stuff do you guys do in your Travelling Variety Show?
It's very rock and roll. We travel on the back of big metal birds. That's quite rock and roll.
Yeah.
And we stay at flash hotels and we don't tend to make a mess of them these days. But we put on very entertaining shows for kids and adults, and it's not very sugary, it's a little bit un-PC, but I think it's okay.
But the kids love it.
They do. So do the adults. Lots of cheeky stuff. Naughty.
So dirty. So who else is playing along with you guys? Will you be doing a special show for them? I mean, what's your relationship with the King's Arms like?
I haven't been there for a little while, to be perfectly honest. My rock and roll days were going back quite a while now, so I haven't been down there as much as I used to be, but I've certainly done my time.
Done your time? I mean, it's been there for a while, so most people have done a little bit of time. You've clocked in a wee bit of a few air points there on the dance floor.
Yes, I have.
The other people that are playing are Tirana.
Yep, the Dad Punks. That'll be a very interesting show. And also Galveston
which is
another very interesting concoction of musicians.
Well, we spoke to Jeremy years. From Garage, formerly of Garageland, and James Miska Psychedaisy. These people were making up the Galveston. And it's going to be a safe setting, isn't it? it?
It will be. There's going to be a cake stall, I believe.
Really?
And the kitchen will be open, so there's plenty of food for little monkeys. And there will be face painting. Ethel, our lovely health and safety officer, will be face painting on the day with her fag hanging out of her mouth, as per. yes, with a hairnet. And I think that's going to be good.
Do you, would you like people to come in costume?
They can come in whatever they like.
Do you have like little pirate fans that come following you around? Little pirate?
I've had a few solo mothers follow me around. That's a bit dodgy.
Why
that's
not?
A
whole just checking out.
Yeah. No, I do. Yeah, I had one show, so I had two little guys, about two, hanging off my boots, and they wouldn't let go. And they
like crew, trying to stow away with your band.
About 10 minutes they were. So I just jigged around with them. With no insurance, which I think is quite risky.
Prizes? Giveaways?
Possibly, yes.
Face painting?
Might give away a few kids.
If they, leftovers? Yeah, sure. So with Captain Festus McBall's travelling variety show running the show, I suppose, and Lee from the BFM Kids Show, Mr. Rob Borelli, Tirana and Galveston, why would you not want to take your family along to the King's Arms to say, family, this is the King's Arms?
Well,
one day, soon, it'll be some flats. You know?
Well, it's only $10. I mean, come on, what do you get for $10 these days?
It's only $10.
What's that? $10, what do you get for $10?
You can pre-book at undertheradar.co.nz if you like.
Yep. It's going to be a lovely day, and we want to see as many families there as possible. The idea is with this concept, we want to take this concept further around the country. So if it works, then we will do more.
But licensed venues?
So I've thrown out the gauntlet. The cap
is that what you mean? Taking it around to where? Around the country?
Well, we're hoping to go all around the place, all the main centres.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And
possible
other communities within Auckland. And go as far as we can with it. I think it's a winning concept. Rock and roll with kids for entertainment and a kids' disco. It don't get better than that.
It's pretty cool that Tirana and Galveston are doing that as well, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've known a few of the members in Tirana for a long time, and I run a rehearsal room, so basically they've been using my place for a little while. And so, yeah, it's good to have them on board, and we've all thrown things together, done things for next to nothing in order to make this an amazing day. And I think it will be.
Awesome. Hey, so once again, that is the King's Arms Family Fun Day.
And, I'd also like to thank Renee Jones, who's come on board to help market and promote, and she's been wonderful to work with, so that's a new relationship formed, and hopefully one that which will last for a long time in the future.
She's got some great history with the King's Arms herself.
I'm sure she has.
I do believe she may have been married there.
Well, there you go.
We won't say anything about the conception of the child there. We'll leave the mystery of it all.
If you would like to pre-book as well for the King's Arms Mashup Family Fun Day, you can do so at undertheradar.co.nz.
Exactly.
Right on. All right, thanks very much, Richard.
Thank you very much. Hope to see you all there. And come along. You're more than welcome.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.